Shalom. Welcome to The Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Ahene, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's episode, we are looking at what I have titled Supernatural Expressions. Supernatural Expressions. I'm reading from Mark chapter 6, verse 2 from the Amplified Version. And on the Sabbath, Jesus began to teach in the synagogue, and many who listened to him were utterly astonished, saying, "Where did this man acquire all these? What is the wisdom, the broad and the full intelligence which has been given to him? What mighty works and exhibition of power are wrought by his hands?" The supernatural is not supposed to be an occasional experience in the life of the believer. Rather, it is supposed to be the natural estate that charts the course of every believer's life. Many believers, however, live very ordinary lives devoid of any supernatural expressions, though they have the very life of God resident in their being. You must understand, dear believer, that your experience in the supernatural is greatly magnified and multiplied when you walk in the consciousness that God is the source of your life as a new creation. The day you gain full consciousness of this, you become the very manifestation of the supernatural in this earth realm. Supernatural expressions are realities that are completely inexplicable and unfathomable to the natural man. They defy and suspend the very laws of this earth plane and the laws known to man to communicate a higher power and wisdom. Jesus, our prime example and focus as believers, had his natural estate been the supernatural, his actions and words defied the understanding of men of his day, because he did not operate by the laws of the earth plane, but by the supernatural laws informed by the wisdom he had contacted. Thus, the opening verse says, the people who listened to Jesus were utterly astonished by his wisdom and the wondrous works at his hands. This as well should be the outflow of the life of the believer. Every believer must be a wonder to his generation because of the wisdom at work in him. By this supernatural wisdom, the believer becomes the full expression of God here on this earth and the channel that facilitates the outflow of the supernatural power of God. Thus, a man's ability to express the supernatural and utterly astonish and flabbergast his generation is a function of the quality of wisdom at work in him. The Bible explicitly says the embodiment of this divine wisdom in the believer is Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 says, "But to those who are called, whether Jew or Greek, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God." The wisdom by which God created and runs this universe is Christ. He is the wisdom of God. Hence, Colossians 2 verse 3 says that in Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The day you grasp the understanding of this truth in your spirit man, the supernatural expressions of God become your experience and estate, because this Christ is resident in the spirit of every man who is born again. As a man exercises himself in the Holy Spirit and masters the spirit life, there is no limitation to what he can do and become. Every supernatural expression is a sign that points to the reality and power of Christ in the believer. Jesus said in John 14 verse 12, "In solemn truth I tell you, anyone believing in me shall do the same miracles I have done, and even greater ones, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask him for anything using my name, and I will do it. For this will bring praise to the Father because of what I, the Son, will do for you. Yes, ask anything using my name, and I will do it." This is so awesome. Hallelujah. It is possible to do all that Jesus did on this earth when with the added advantage of doing even more. This is not the reserve of the only, a select few, or those who stand behind the pulpit to preach as many believers as you. It is for every believer. Jesus clearly said, it is possible with anyone who believes in him. The supernatural is the heritage of every believer. Your understanding of this is your passport to living a life full of supernatural expressions. This understanding must be an ascent in your spirit. The wisdom and the power of God, which is Christ, is in you, and so you have the potential to not only replicate every single miracle wrought by the hands of Jesus, but even greater miracles than those. Paul the Apostle greatly understood this divine truth, and so wrought the same miracles Jesus did, and even greater miracles. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. And just as the woman with the issue of blood contacted Jesus' garment and was healed, many more were healed because they contacted pieces of Paul's clothes. Wherever the garments were sent, so far as there were sick people, they got healed. Hallelujah. Furthermore, the Bible categorically describes his miracles as special. This is because they were uncommon in the days of Paul. The Apostle Paul again said in Acts 26 verse 8, that why should it be thought a thing incredible with you, that God should raise the dead? Dearly beloved, it should not be an incredible thing for God to raise the dead by your hands. It is too easy for God to do with you, because like Jesus and Paul, the apostle, you also are the very embodiment of his power and wisdom. The Bible says of the believers in Mark 16, 17 to 18, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These are but a few of the expressions of the man who believes. They are the commonest and the most infantile supernatural expressions that every believer must express. Beloved, understand that the moment you became born again, God embedded in your spirit man his very wisdom and power, which is Christ, walking in this enlightenment by the knowledge of the word of God, will position you to work even greater miracles than Jesus and the fathers of old. So Proverbs 22 verse 28 admonishes us, remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. As you give attention to the words of truth and glean light from the scriptures, you contact the same knowledge and understanding by which the fathers walked in the supernatural. Moses parted the Red Sea and caused 10 plagues to fall on Egypt. Joshua caused the sun to stand still. Elisha's bones raised a man who was dead to life. Elijah held the rains for 3.5 years. Jesus turned water to wine, multiplied food, and walked on water. Philip translated on many occasions. And Paul was bitten by a venomous snake, but did not die. These are but a few of the gracious supernatural expressions of the fathers. So, beloved of God, this is your heritage in Christ Jesus. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.